Go ahead.
New old dads, but we're really just two old dads, and we're really just two girl dads.
Oh,
going through it together.
That's it. We're here again. Oh my gosh, here we go for another podcast. What's up, everybody? Joe Melillo here.
I went original version.
Yeah, you went original. Original. Threw back the original throwback.
Right? Indeedy. Indeedy. How are you, Joe?
Good. Who are you?
What's that?
What's your name?
Patrick O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Patrick. Good Hello. To hear from you again, dude. We're reintroducing ourselves because we missed a week.
Two. Well, it's been 2 weeks since our last episode. 2 weeks tonight.
Yeah. 2 weeks from our last episode. We did it as a Zoom call. 2 weeks ago, I think we did it as a Zoom call. I don't remember. That's how bad this is.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, I love this podcast, though. I look forward to it. So we tried to do it this week on, like, Wednesday. We came together, and Wednesday was Angie's 22nd?
We skipped 21 and 22 for me as far as...
Yeah.
That's what's come and gone.
Coming up is the 23rd here in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be hitting your 23rd.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, on Wednesday. Yep.
Yep.
And then mine is always on Saturday. So Saturday was 19 weeks. So we're one day into our 19th week.
Uh-huh.
And very excited, obviously. Here we are. Going through it together. It looks like Angie had a nice, like, couple weeks, though. She's been doing all right.
She's been doing fine. She's really showing. She's tiny. She's just a tiny little thing. And her belly right now is very noticeable. It's very obvious that we're pregnant.
Well, that's good. Isn't that healthy?
It is. We have other friends, and Brooke and Cooper. Brooke has the same time frame as Angie, and her belly's flat as can be.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I mean, it's
yeah, it's nuts.
I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't even believe it when I saw her belly and compared it to Angie. It was like, you got no.
People have pregnancies are different, you know?
Totally.
Just how it is. So what I was going to say, I'm glad you brought up Cooper and Brooke, because what I was going to say is our wives, including Brooke, went out to do a walk around Garfield Park when we were trying to record it. And
last
Cooper,
Wednesday.
Right.
Okay.
And since
My
Cooper
bad.
Is like literally on the same timeline as us, which is very odd, guys. Oh, we were going to have him on the podcast to talk about what he's going through, because he is choosing not to find out the sex of the baby.
Correct.
So we know that we're girl dads.
Yes.
And he is choosing not to find out. Which
they are choosing.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. But to have his perspective on the podcast, I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah. Would have been.
There
maybe,
it is.
Maybe next. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
Anyhow, if I can pick up from here.
You're going to have to.
I am picking up from here. So we were just about ready to start this podcast, and I get a phone call, and it's Angie. And she's frantically, hey, can you come pick me up? Can you come pick me up? I feel terrible. And right away, it was hot outside, right? It was
literally
warm,
just about to press the record button. And you get this call.
Yeah, literally. And it's super warm out, and that crossed my mind. And anyhow, so my first thought was, oh my gosh, what's going on, right? What's up? And she said, I feel terrible. Can you come pick me up? I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, one of my first thoughts was, I'm just about ready to start the podcast. You know, you guys are sitting at the table. And it was like, okay, I'll be there. And so she sent me to a certain part of Garfield Park, which is in southern Indianapolis. And I sat there. And she's like, I'll be by the Borrello Center, is what it's called. And so I sat there in the parking lot, and I didn't see her. And she was with Carrie and Brooke, and I didn't see anybody. And so I called her up, and I'm in my car in the parking lot, right? And when she picked up, you could tell she was in a cavernous spot, right? Like, it was a porta potty. You could tell she was in a porta potty because it just kind of echoed as such. And sure enough, she's like, I'm getting sick. And anyhow, bottom line is she had a what sounds to be a five-star bout with diarrhea that hit her right,
right
mid-walk with
the
two. Right mid-walk. And, you know, I don't know. Does that have anything to do with being pregnant? I don't have a clue, you know. All I know is she's still sick. She's been still getting
sick. Still sick. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, she's in both directions, if you will. She's been sick on and off. And so everything I've read is the sickness has come and gone now. Ha. Huh. Not my bullshit. I'm calling bullshit, Joe.
That's interesting because, for Carrie, it's out. It's done. We're done with it on the 19th week here.
Right.
And, you know, it's slight every once in a while, but in truth of the matter is, it's done. She's got her appetite back.
Good.
We're living life. She's starting to glow. We went to a wedding last night. Oh, my God. She looks so pretty.
That's awesome.
I mean, seriously, I was like, she was dancing and I don't know. She just wore this cute little dress, and I just love her. She's fucking awesome. I love Carrie. She's so cute.
That's cool. So,
That's really funny. And we couldn't get the podcast, so we apologize. Right. So, and you were away too the week before,
I was visiting. I grew up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and I was visiting family and friends back in Sioux Falls and Minnesota, and so that was basically why we missed 2 weekends ago. And like I said, we tried the makeup night, right?
We tried.
And that just didn't work. And so I drove the girls back to the house, and I walk in and hear Cooper and Joe sitting at the table. And it was like, okay, let's get this done. And just as we were starting, just as that even came up in the, you know, let's get back to the podcast. Carrie said, I'm hungry.
She says, I'm hungry. We need to leave.
And Joe just started packing up the microphone. It's time to go, I guess.
We had like an hour at most to get it done, and we couldn't get it done.
No.
Okay, so we apologize, but we're here for you guys. It's been a crazy couple of weeks. The world, MLB is back. Mm. You know, so that's kind of cool.
Basketball's
NBA back.
Yeah, playing out of Orlando.
Yep. We're doing.
Are you a Pacers fan?
Yeah, sure. Since
me
I live
too.
Here,
I'm the same way.
I mean, straight up, I grew up as a Knicks fan. So
yeah.
You know, it's kind of hard to be a Knicks fan though. Just like it is hard to be a Jets fan. It's the worst.
Bernard King makes me think of Bernard King.
King.
Yep, stud back in the day. Anyway, So sports are back on.
Thank God.
Still a pandemic. As you all know, we're still in the midst of a pandemic. We started this show in a pandemic, did we not?
Yeah, we started having babies in a pandemic.
Right. What episode is this?
Nine. We're in episode nine.
Nine episodes.
Yeah, we should be on 10, but...
Right, but nine episodes, and we've been in a pandemic the whole damn time, dude. What a trip.
That's amazing.
10 weeks.
Ugh, that's nuts. That just kind of hit me right now. That's still something
it's going to be the rest of our lives though.
Sure.
It's going to change the whole way the world operates.
That's a fact.
So let's go over some of the facts that we read from our book. Our friend and author, his name is Adrian Culp, and it's called We're Pregnant, The First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook. It has a funny cartoon. It's yellow.
Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks again, dude. We're going to read from yours. So, and then I got some things to talk about what I learned that are outside this book too. So let's go over your week here.
Okay, very good. So the baby has come. So again, we're 2 weeks behind. So I'm covering week 21, which was a week and a half ago, and we're covering week 22 in my case, which was last Wednesday, and it's Sunday night, the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
July 26th, your baby is closing in on a foot in length. Angie's reading a book as well, and it said in that book that it's a coconut, the size of a coconut.
Put the lime in the coconut and mix it all up. Put the lime in the coconut and think it both together. Put the lime in the coconut, mix it all together. I love that fucking song.
I can tell. You just totally started grooving, man. You were kind of all, you were all business.
Put the lime
you were all business.
Coconut and put it both together.
Oh my gosh.
That's my next karaoke
again,
song.
Okay. Complaints such as nausea, dizziness, and overall fatigue have decreased or disappeared altogether. Again, not in our pregnancy. That's not even, that hasn't been that way. But
liar!
Yeah, no, we feel very kind of special at this point.
I mean,
having a pandemic.
I mean, the good thing is what we've read
sick
is
longer than most. It's been awesome.
I'm telling you what, it's good because some of the research says that if Angie continues to be sick, it's a good thing for the baby that
really,
that her brain is developing very, very well. So
I'll take it then.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want
not
to
my
better.
Kid. He's...
Right. Okay, so week 22. I'm going to talk about week 22. All right, Joe.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
So the little there's likely touching and grabbing of the umbilical cord, and the baby's able to notice things like loud music, sirens, dogs barking, and maybe even light sensitivity, which is a trip to me. But Angie again read the same thing, and she's read Alice in Wonderland and The Wizard of Oz to Violet. They've sat there, and she sent me a beautiful photo the other day that we'll put on the website or on the Facebook page. And it's a photo of the Wizard of Oz in the foreground, and in the background is Lo laying flat, our dog laying flat on the ground, as Angie read to Violet and Lo.
And Lo. Little Lo. Lo is their corgi.
Our corgi, our little five-year-old corgi. And that's about it, my friend. That's more movement.
Yeah, well,
there's
that's
a lot
definitely
more movement. I felt the baby.
Finally.
I felt the baby.
I know last week you weren't really feeling it. So.
Not at all, but I did feel it. Angie actually had to lay on her stomach on top of my hand underneath.
I remember you told me.
For me being able to feel it.
Yeah, you gotta float Violet down to the bottom so she can freaking...
And it worked.
Hey, all right, skip back to week 19 for me. And read that one, too, while you're at it there, Patrick.
Very good.
Screw me reading it. It's your book.
It is my book. A little bigger than a mango, Joe.
A mango!
Mango. The mango. The tango.
Little day. Put the lime in the coconut and mix it all together. Put the mango in the coconut and bake.
You're nuts.
He doesn't. Anyway, he didn't react at all, guys.
I'm familiarizing myself with week 19.
Yeah, please do. That would help me.
If you remember, the baby is covered in something called vernix caseosa, a substance similar to the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Award slime. So as we speak, your baby is covered in this Nickelodeon Choice Awards slime-like.
That's
material.
Awesome. She's gonna. I want her to be on. Want her to be on the Double Dare show.
Double Dare.
Or the, what do you call it? Legends of the Hidden Temple.
So, in short, a cheese-like coating. Buy her a maternity pillow, it says here.
Oh, done, check, next, like
right.
I said.
Yeah, that was, like, I think I
brought up. Dude, we got a boob sucker today.
I think at the time, did you? Hey, insurance covers that to a point for, you're talking about... what's that called?
A pump.
A breast pump?
Yeah, breast pump.
So, just a little tip. Make sure to check your insurance if you have insurance. Make sure to check your insurance to see if there's some sort of coverage for that breast pump.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't either. But she, she looked into it, and there was a certain percentage of that was covered by her insurance. So anyway, just a little tip.
I got a tip here. It says give your wife a massage. I should do that tonight.
You should.
I'm really tired, but I'll do it for you.
You're tired? You will.
You know I'm tired, you fuck.
You are tired.
All right. Here's a couple things I learned this week. So we're starting to do audiobooks to help us. So I'm going to bring a little bit about what we learned from that to this.
Are you cheating on Adrian?
I am. Adrian's great, but I need more. So here's the thing. We got a couple of different things. One, a little bit of research about the TV time and what you shouldn't be and should be doing. Now, my Uncle Rob, he...
TV time?
Yeah, like when a kid should start watching TV, when, how much screen time they should have before the age of three. And it's like you should have less than like 2 hours a day at the age of three. But here's the thing. People think any is bad. And some people don't let their kids watch anything screen related for 3 years, which I'm kind of on board with that. I can only see it being better for the kid. Mm. But the research from the book says it doesn't really matter. That
Go
as long
play
as
kick the can.
Yeah.
Go kick the can.
Oh, my God. You're such a dad. That's such an old thing to say.
Go kick the can. Go play pom-pom pull away.
Go play handball against the wall.
Duck, goose, goose.
Yeah. Is that what you called it? Is
yeah,
it really
that was
called
game
that?
Duck, duck, goose, goose.
Why goose, goose? It's just duck, duck, goose.
Same. why two ducks, one goose if you can have two geese?
Because the goose is the one that gets up. You can't have two getter-uppers. If the game is one goose.
Hey, I'm from South Dakota, dude.
Yeah, you got multiple geese out there. Duck, duck, geese. That's what it's called.
We played it a little bit different.
Duck, duck, goose, goose.
Than you East Coast kids.
What'd you do, like Oklahoma's too?
Duck, duck, geese, geese.
Well, folks, we've officially gone off the rails. So anyway, Patrick, I'll get to the other two facts. The other one is about daycares and trying to figure out what style of your, what your kid, you know, if you work, if it's two working parents, if it's one working parent and one full-time home mom or father, you know, or a part-timer and a full-timer. Mm. So the part-timer, and they said that the kids that saw the most benefit, the kids that did the best, were the kids with the family that had a part-timer and a full-timer. Not a parent full-time home, which I found interesting, that if you had a part-time gig, it's good. So Carrie and I, we're I'm trying to get her to get to that point. We want to get to that point in some sense. So she drives a lot, and I don't like that, and it's going to be tough. So the other thing was, so that fact, but also to kind of piggyback off of it, is daycares. Daycares are really hard to find a good one, right? Yeah. You don't know where you're going to go. You have to have the beliefs that you do. It's obviously got to be in some sort of budget for you.
Sure.
And they found that the daycares that are the best are the ones that care. You can tell. Mm-hmm. You know, as a guy or a girl or a mom or a dad, you know what's good. If they're hitting, you know, if they're hitting the kids, if they're doing that stuff, you can tell which ones are good. So
you can use your common sense. You can pick up on the culture pretty much right away.
Yeah, basically. But make sure you do a home, like a classroom
gut feel,
visit.
Kind of a gut feel thing.
Right. Oh, yeah, but go and do a classroom visit. Sit there and watch the teacher do 2 or 3 10-minute intervals throughout the day in different classrooms and make a decision and go see a couple of daycares that'll make you feel better. But luckily, we already have one because Devin. So
yeah,
we already know which one we were going to go to. They were great, and they're Lutheran. So, you know, they're really religious. They pray. They have cute little, Devin used to do these little, Christmas concerts and stuff, and where they sing and stuff.
Cool.
So they're really cute. It's really fun. Anyway.
Pretty organized.
So, yeah. So those are three big facts. But this book that Carrie's making me listen to is great, because now all of a sudden we actually need to figure out if her working makes sense for us.
Sure.
So it's helped kick that into gear.
A lot of different parts to that, right? If it financially makes sense, if it, you know, it's just a whole different approach.
And ultimately, it comes down to whether or not it's right for her.
Right.
Right. If she wants, if she likes working, like what the reader was, or the writer was saying in this book, because we were listening to it, she was saying, I like to work, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I can only be with my kids about 3 hours, and then I start going downhill in terms of whether or not I like being there.
Fair enough.
And so she likes to do her work.
Got it.
Where, you know, I could see Carrie and me make that decision. I would love Carrie to be home. She's a great home mom. She's a great work mom. Great home mom.
I can see that.
So she's working from the home office.
Yeah, that's right. The home office. Heading back to corporate. That's what Joe's going to say when he leaves work. Where are you going, Joe? Heading back to corporate.
Heading back to the LLC, the Melillo Family LLC. Oh my God, that's great, Patrick.
Good, clean fun. Good, clean fun.
Anything surprising this week that you didn't know that was like kind of like, hey, that's kind of interesting. I never knew that.
No, nothing. I really don't have anything to pass along that way. Let me think.
Yeah.
How about you?
No, not really. Other than, you know, I'm just doing projects.
Me too.
I just know I got to do a lot of projects for the nursery. And
me too.
Making sure that stuff. But we went Christmas shopping.
I'll
tell you. Yeah. That's something I didn't know that we had to.
Just for,
for this
everybody?
Year. Yeah. As many people as
you
we
started can get. Now?
Yeah, we have to. Because when the baby comes out, it's going to be Christmas for us.
Oh my gosh.
Think about that. And you should probably think about that
I
too,
am
bro.
About it now.
Guys should see his face.
Thanks for nothing.
It just went from like zero to 60.
Mother of pearl.
You're like, shit.
So yes, I did learn something new this last week, Joe, that I should be Christmas shopping.
It's July. Go Christmas shopping. Literally.
Christmas in July.
Oh my God, you're 6 months away. But wouldn't you rather have one less thing on your plate when that shit comes around?
No question about that.
Yeah.
No
question. When Christmas
is
here,
glad
you're like,
I brought it up. I'm a little irritated, but I'm glad at the same time.
Yeah, just get it done. I know I have to get at least the baby some Christmas shopping gear. coming presents. Gear. We don't really, though, because Carrie, I mean, she's going to get a ton of gifts. I mean, we can get her a little something, but it doesn't matter.
Hey, by the way, shower. We've got our shower coming up.
Oh, good.
Approximately a month. Approximately a month from now.
I'm glad you brought that up.
The invitations went out, and we're having the shower at our tavern, at Behringer's Tavern. And so that'll be unique, right,
in
itself. And there again, with pandemic still around, you know, how do you manage all that and blah, blah, you know, travel and, you know, whatever. So that's something that will be top of mind.
So how do you
here
manage
over
it?
The next 3-4 weeks? How do you mean?
I mean, what are you doing?
We've sent out invites and we're just basically RSVPing. You know, friends and family from out of town, if they can make it,
I'm
great.
Not coming.
If not, and you're not.
No,
well,
I'm just
that's,
kidding.
That's okay. That's, and, you know, of course, we have a registry up and everything that goes along with a baby shower, right? And so, that's right around the corner. It's, you know, she's pretty much taking control of it. Her sister is helping a great deal. Her aunt is helping a great deal with the coordination.
Yeah, what do you say by helping? What do you mean by that?
Like putting together decorations and, you know, she's got a theme, which I won't disclose yet.
good on you.
I know. Yes, the listeners will be in,
great,
you know,
surprise.
In great surprise once I reveal the theme. So, yeah, that's...
I already know.
I
can guess what it is.
No, don't
I won't. Well, how about this? I don't know.
I know you don't. But go ahead.
But I can't guess.
Well, go
it's
ahead.
Disney.
Go ahead.
It's got to be Disney Princess. He's not going to give me the answer.
Probably something to do with Disney.
All right. It's not going to be corgi themed.
Oh, there'll be corgis.
Everywhere.
No doubt about that. There'll be corgis.
Princess
corgi
corgis.
Or two. I'm sure Lorelai may be there. She might be there.
Yeah.
She's got to be, right?
Yeah, I think so. She's her big sister. She's got to be there.
Totally. Totally.
So on that same note, let me tell you what's going on with our shower.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. So I'm from the East Coast. I'm from the East Coast, right, guys? All right. Patrick, you know that, right? I'm from New York and Connecticut. Yeah, in New Jersey. Mm. All my family and friends are out there. Everybody. Mm-hmm. And so we're in a pandemic. Well, they're not going to come fly to Indiana to go to a shower.
Nope.
And Carrie's already had a shower. Because of Devin.
Right.
So her other side, the side that's here, isn't going to throw her a bigger one. It's going to be called a sprinkle, which is just another way for them, you know, to give a little bit, but not like a full-on shower like she had the first time with Devin, because this is her second.
It's a sprinkle.
So I didn't know this.
Sprinkle,
it's called
half a shower?
Yeah, it's like a light shower.
Got it.
Get it? Sprinkle. It's like sprinkling outside.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so that's going on. So what we're doing is we're having one sprinkle with everybody local on Saturday, and then we're going to do a virtual shower on Sunday from our house.
Oh, I didn't know all that.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
And the virtual shower is for my family back East Coast.
Oh, that's neat.
So that we can, so everybody can, like, be involved and, like, you know,
you can
hang
use, like, Microsoft Teams or something like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or I think they have online websites, especially now, the last couple of weeks. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That are like web shower, and you can just do it web shower.
Oh my
now
gosh.
Listen, but honestly, just doing it on Zoom makes more sense because or Teams because why do I have to pay for extra coordination when I just have a Zoom?
I don't know.
I put the it'll be up on the mantle,
so you pay them to facilitate it.
Yeah, I have to do more research into what this web shower
might
but
be more to it than you think.
I know. But here's the thing: we have a baby list or a registry, so
there
people will just send it to our house, and then Carrie can open it from our house. And then the other option would be to drive preferably to New Jersey or Connecticut and New York and do a shower in like the pandemic hotspots, like New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. Like, there's no... And then, what, drive the presents back? And then let them sit down in the garage for 14 days while they self-quarantine out there? And can't open them up or nothing?
What a time.
Yeah, I know. So, we're compromising. Carrie likes the idea. So, that's what's going on with our shower.
Well,
so, guys, if you haven't started planning a shower, it's like, now, you have to do it, like, now.
Now.
Yeah.
Well, you're zigging and zagging, is what I'm hearing. You're zigging and zagging.
What do you mean?
You're zigging and zagging your way through a pandemic in your shower planning.
Shit, I'm doing spin moves. Right? I'm stiff-arming shit.
You've been stiff-arming.
We went to a wedding. Oh, by the way, I shot 4 over the other day.
Nice shooting, Texas.
In golf. It was ridiculous.
That's impressive.
Four pars and a birdie.
That's
come
impressive.
At me.
Yeah.
Yeah, with 2 double bogeys. I don't talk about that. But you know. Anyway, guys.
Wrapping it up, buddy?
I think so.
Think so? Are we missing anything? I think it's about time for a guest speaker. That's why I thought Cooper would have been good timing. I think it's about time for a guest speaker over the next couple weeks.
I think we should do our dads. I still think we should do the dads idea.
I think
you should have your dad. Yeah. And maybe we just do 2 separate interviews. One with you, me, and my dad, and one with me instead of all of us together.
Well, and I think that would be more appropriate only because our dads haven't met.
Right, exactly.
And, I mean, you've met my dad, but I've never met yours, but I think that would be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
no doubt. So we'll think about it. We got a couple of things brewing. You know, the All Indiana Podcast Network still is our home, you know, technically on Wish TV.
What a gift.
I know. What a crazy thing. And then we're on Facebook too, folks. And,
yes.
You know, It's just nice, you know. I'm getting more excited. I really,
me too.
I can't. We're almost. I mean, you're over halfway. We're almost halfway.
The other thing that I didn't mention in the book, real quick, is that we are 1 to 2 weeks to where if she were born prematurely, there's a strong chance that everything would be okay. And so we're like 1 to 2 weeks from that.
Zone, whatever the heck it is.
You know? So,
you mean if she came in 3 weeks, then you would be ready.
She was super premature, I mean, that would be touch and go, I gotta think. But still, that's what they're saying.
No, I know.
We're a couple weeks away from being.
We'll be early. I think my baby's gonna be born on December 12th.
December 12th.
That's my bet. If I'm gonna be a betting guy.
When I was in Sioux Falls, a good friend of mine, he just kind of made a guess, unprovoked guess, and he said November 12th. He goes, "You're gonna have your baby November 12th." Is what he told me.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You know. When's your birthday?
My birthday?
Yeah.
May 27th.
And then when's Angie's?
December 16th.
Oh, yeah. Sag. Super Sag.
God, again. Just what we need.
Well, you're not going to get another Sagittarius. Well, if she comes November 12th, she's not Sag.
That's true. It may be worth it. It may be worth it. Yeah.
Listen, I'll take that.
I'll take that.
What are Sagittarius? What are they like?
They're freaks, dude. Really?
What's your phone?
They are absolutely one of a kind. At least that's been my experience. In a multitude of ways.
But we're gonna do it. We have a little bit of time, so I'm gonna do some improv here. I'm gonna look up what Sagittarius babies are like.
Oh,
but
nice.
I need your phone.
You need my phone?
Or
I don't have my phone. Oh. It's not with me.
Oh. It's out in the other room.
Let's see.
I'm a Gemini. What are you?
I'm Sagittarius.
Oh, duh. That's right. What's Carrie?
December 21st.
What's Carrie?
Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Dang it.
All right. Oh, well. Save it for next time. Let's wrap it up. How long have we been on here? 40 minutes?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
I'm not letting it stop.
You're not?
Nope.
Okay.
When you do that again.
Do what?
All right. We're back. I went and got my phone. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So if your baby was born November 12th, like that guy is saying.
Yeah.
Should be a Scorpio.
Scorpio.
And Scorpio has positive traits, are determined, forceful, emotional, intuitive, powerful, passionate, exciting, and magnetic. Ooh. How about this? Negative. Jealous, resentful, compulsive, obsessive, secretive, and obstinate. Oh, man. Sorry, guys.
Just another millennial.
Yeah. Scorpios like the truth. hidden causes, being involved, meaningful work, and being persuasive. They do not like being given surface information, taken advantage of, demeaning jobs, shallow relationships, or flattering and flattery. Ooh.
Oh.
What do you think about that for your daughter?
Listen, I don't have much experience with Scorpios. I have a great deal of experience with Sagittarius.
Well, let me read what Sagittarius is.
Okay.
So this is the other thing. You're my kid, your kid, Angie and me are all these things.
I know.
Oh, my God. Let's see. Here it is. Well, all right. Positive. Always positive first. Optimistic, freedom-loving, jovial, and good-humored, honest, straightforward, intellectual, and philosophical. I mean,
money.
I mean, all day. I'll take it all day. Negative traits. Blindly optimistic. Very true. Careless, irresponsible, superficial, tactless, and restless. Sagittarius like to travel, getting to the heart of the matter of freedom, laws, and meaning. Meanings. Getting to the heart of the matter, freedom, comma, laws, and meanings, comma, and the general way things feel. They do not like off-the-wall theories, being tied down domestically, being constrained, cooling their heels, and bothering with the details.
Hmm.
I'm about that.
Yeah.
I don't like you.
Like Angie, sounds like my buddy Randy.
Except for off-the-wall theories, man. I'm all about those.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Let's go down. QAnons. QAnons unite. Where they at? Where we go one, we go all, you know?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm going to go with it. QAnons.
Okay.
Yeah, it's where we look at this guy Q online who posts.
Okay.
And when's your birthday?
Okay.
I'm a Gemini.
Okay.
And everybody, if anybody's listening right now, they're going, "You're a Gemini and you're judging any other sign?"
All right, here we go. This is adaptable and versatile. Communicative and in witty, intellectual, eloquent, youthful, and lively. Well, you're going to need that youthful. Negative, you're nervous, intense, superficial, and inconsistent, cunning, and inquisitive. Geminis like to talk. They like novel and unusual things, variety in life, multiple projects all happening at once, and learning. They do not like feeling tied down, formalized education like school, or being in a rut, mental inaction, and being alone.
Oh.
So you don't like to be tied down, but you don't like to be alone.
Nope. Figure that out, right? There's one part of me that likes to be alone, another part of me likes to be tied down, thus the Gemini.
All right, and my wife, Carrie. This is Carrie. She's practical and prudent and ambitious and disciplined, patient and careful, humorous and reserved. Negative, she's pessimistic and fatalistic, miserly.
Miserly?
Miserly. And grudging. Capricorns like reliability, professionalism, and knowing what to discuss. Firm foundations and purpose. They do not like wild schemes, fantasies, go nowhere jobs, and or ridicule. So.
Ah, well, I kind of like the Capricorns. As if between the Scorpios, the Sagittarius, and the Geminis, Capricorns are a little more even keel.
Yeah, she is. That's why I married her. I need somebody to help me. Oh my God! So we got two Scorpios coming, but unless
possibly.
You just have to scoot under November 21st, okay. And she's not a. She'd be a
Sagittarius, but yours is going to be a Sag. Excuse me, yeah, Sag.
No,
yeah,
not Sag.
Yeah,
no.
November 25th,
Scorpio.
November
25th if your daughter is born November 21st, she's a Scorpio.
Okay,
so you just got to scoot under that 22nd.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
yeah, got it. But your I'm screwed. Definitely 100% a Sag.
Yeah, she's going to be like me now.
Gotcha.
You know what that means? That she's just going to be like me.
It's going to be like a Sag fest.
Unless she comes out late, 3 weeks late.
Well.
But that's not going to happen.
Right. It's bottom line. The odds are she's going to be a Sagittarius. And.
Yeah.
And good. Good for you.
Thanks, guys. Well, we've come to the end of the show with that. We're screwed.
With that.
Patrick, as always, thanks for joining me.
as always, Joe.
Go Yankees.
Go Yankees.
Go Yankees. Go Pacers.
Go Twins.
Ooh.
Go Twins.
You like the Twinnies.
Well, I'm a Twins fan, and I'm a Pacers fan.
All right. Go Knicks. I don't know. We'll see how bad they are. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoy your sports. I hope you enjoy your week, and we really appreciate it. If you guys have questions, please reach out. We love to answer and be involved, and we'll have to take ideas. You know, if you have an idea and you want to hear it, we'd be open to it. So yes. Send them on over.
Right?
Exactly. You got something to say, Patrick? Like you usually
do.
You do? Did you think about it this time?
Not really. Okay. I already said it earlier to you. The only reason I'm even saying this is because I said this to you earlier. I can't remember what the context is, but Joe, and you asked me if I was going to say this to my daughter, and I said, you're damn right I am. Oh, yeah. Joe, horseplay leads to no play.
Listen, horseplay leads to no play.
It's true.
That's a dad line, bro.
Oh, my God, he said it. I laughed hysterically. All right, we'll say it one more time, and then we'll say goodbye.
Horseplay. No. Horseplay leads to no play, Joe.
Get it right.
Hey, let's do this. Horseplay leads to no play, Violet.
See you guys later. That was great. Thanks, guys, for listening.